History will be made in Dublin later this morning when the first public space in the capital to be named after an Irish female writer is officially opened. Mary Lavin, who died in 1996 at the age of 83, she was renowned for her mastery of the short story. She was also a celebrated writer of novels and poems. The new square to commemorate her life and works, Mary Lavin Place, will link Ladd Lane, where the acclaimed writer lived for many years, to nearby Wilton Park. The public space will be the centrepiece of the recently completed Wilton Park development that overlooks Dublin's Grand Canal. In a moment, we'll hear from author and laureate for Irish fiction Colm Tobin on the influence of Mary Lavin on him and on Irish literature. But first, our reporter Sally Ann Barrett has been speaking to Alice Ryan, writer and granddaughter of the late Mary Lavin.
When I think now about what Mary Lavin achieved, she was a widow with three small children. My mother was actually only one when her husband died. And to think that she went on then to have this unbelievable literary success. And I do think she brought themes to bear at a time where, you know, women were not represented. You've got widowhood, you have love, you have people snubbed at the altar, you know, family wills, but, you know, all from a female perspective, something that really wasn't done up until that point.
And yet another historic moment in terms of your grandmother's legacy and her public significance. Alice, what does it mean to you as a family to see the opening of Mary Lavin Place?
Oh, look, it's just phenomenal. We're thrilled. I mean, I think it's what's really great is that it was the developer themselves who came to us with the idea. We're just thrilled that Mary Lavin is getting the recognition. You know, it's a funny one because I am her granddaughter, obviously, and you know, not many people of my generation know her. They don't know the name. They don't know the work. And yet, every once in a while, I'll meet someone who does know her work and they will just light up. And they will, it's like, you know, we're all in a secret, I always think. You know, those who know the work and how good it is really cherish it. But, you know, it's sad to think that it isn't universal. And hopefully this will do something to change that.
And hopefully it will. That's Alice Ryan, granddaughter of the late Mary Lavin and a writer herself. Our reporter Sheila Nocton has been talking to people at Wilton Park.
I think it's great that they finally open it, and I think it's great that it's naming it after a lady. It's really good, it's always men, so like it's great to have some visibility over famous ladies as well.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think it's lovely to see a park being named after a woman. There's obviously so many things named after men. I think it's just great to have a woman represented in a lovely park.
Yeah, I think it's great to get some representation from the female community in our kind of in the city centre in Dublin.
Would you have anything to say? I suppose you were obviously out here walking, out with the pram, with the park opening.
Very much similar comments, particularly when we see one of the libraries in Trinity be named recently after Evan Boland. It's great to be on theme. It's a great move.
It is great to be on theme. Colm Tobin, good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to open Mary Lavin Place later on this morning. How did you come to know her?
Well, I read her work first when I was in secondary school. It was on the course. There were two wonderful stories. One called The Story of the Widow's Son, which I thought was remarkable because it was a story with two endings. And I went on quite early in my teens, really, before even I went to university, to read most of her stories that were in print then. And then when I was in UCD in the 70s, she was a figure in the university. She would come for any student event where she would do a reading or talk about literature. And I certainly had a good number of conversations with her then. You noticed her in the city. She dressed in black. She had a great gaze ahead of you. But I noticed that her granddaughter was talking about her reputation as a writer. But her reputation has never been higher because next year or in the United States, a big selected stories is going to come out. The same is going to happen in London and the same is going to happen in China. That it is as though whatever persistent theme she dealt with, what Alice Ryan was saying, the matter, the small matter of love, the small matter of happiness, the small matter of ordinary people in the Boyne Valley or in Dublin, the story of a widow, the story of what happiness might be. These have remained persistent themes that she dealt with in ways which were might have seemed gentle, might have seemed graceful, but actually had a great steeliness about how she would construct a story. She erased, she rewrote, she worked over and over on stories. She had a great career in a way in America as one of the writers that the New Yorker had a contract with So a lot of those stories were first published in The New Yorker. But what's happened now, after all these years, really 50 years after some of those best stories were written, that she's now about to emerge again, not merely as the famous writer in Dublin, someone who a square is called after now, but someone who will return next year, I think, in the English language, to have, you know, her reputation will come again. She will get a whole new generation of readers. Mm. And that's very exciting for someone like me, because I find the way she worked, the sense of quietness, the sense of nothing predictable is about to occur. She's not going to do large, you know, she's not going to have car crashes or big excitements. She's going to deal with very small matters, which will slowly become much larger. I mean, she really is, for anyone who hasn't read her, she is an amazing discovery.
She used money, I think, Cullum, from those New Yorker published stories to buy her home in Ladd Lane, which became something of a salon for young writers like yourself, emerging writers, and for the established older writers around Dublin of the time.
Yeah, I think there were some writers who didn't feel as comfortable in, say, MacDade's pub with Patrick Kavanagh as they felt with Mary Lavin. And John McGarren told me, you know, that she would make spaghetti bolognese at a time when that was the most exotic thing in Dublin. And she would have red wine. And this is in the, say, in the late 50s, early 60s. So there was a great Tom Kilroy, Tom McIntyre. Those writers certainly went to that Muse house in Ladd Lane. Yeah. But she had her other world, which was the house she had that she had from her husband that she built on a bend in the Boyne River, and where she had a farm, and so that she could move between those two places, not only, you know, every week, but imaginatively, that she could set stories in that rural County Meath as easily as she could set. There's a wonderful story called In the Middle of the Fields, where a widow is, the children are asleep upstairs, the widow is alone in the house, and someone comes to the door. But it's the last thing you expect is now what is about to occur. And she has a classic story called Happiness, which is the theme, which is the title of one of her books, which is really about a widow thinking about what happiness means and how happiness was lost.
It was mostly men, Cullum, gathering in that salon at that time, of course, mostly male writers.
Nuala Fuelon has a great account of being welcomed there herself. You know, that it wasn't just only men.
But at least now, and finally, and it's, you know, waiting until 2024, we have a place in Dublin named after an Irish literary figure that is a woman. It's time. It's way past time.
Yes, but it isn't merely that she was a woman; that she was she's a really important writer, and it is amazing that, you know, it's taken this time for her to have a place called after her. Since there's so many streets called after patriots and so many streets called after people no one knows, here's somebody, a woman, who really, I think, at a time when you just think of all the names, you know, Frank O'Connor, Sean O'Fuelon, Liam O'Flaherty, she was alone in that group as a woman. And she dealt with themes, as I say, that have remained important and persistent. Her artistry was amazing. So it is not only a woman, but a sort of heroine.
And
someone who really, really pushed things out.
We look forward to seeing her books back on the shelves once again. Cullum Tobin, thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland.